You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always on and always streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. Please search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To listen to the live stream, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. Now, on with the audio chat. Hello. Hello, everybody. It is Thursday, December 3rd, year of our Lord, 2020. Coming up to the end of Corona Mania 2020. That's like WrestleMania. We are joined here with Sky Larkin from Birmingham.
That's the one, Birmingham.
What's going on in jolly old England? You guys in code red, blue, green, gray? Where are you? Where are you on the color chart?
We don't have a color chart. We're numbers, so tier 3 in Birmingham. Each of the cities are different. I think it's 5 tiers. So we're tier 3, which means the shops can open, but you can only have a rule of 6 in your bubble, and you can't mix with other households.
Yeah. You know, people are... Yeah, well, it's always going to go on. It's just the level of going on that we're talking about. It's not ending. If anyone thinks it's going to end, they're not paying attention.
Well, no, I don't think it's going to end. And the vaccine is here as well. Next week it starts to roll out here in the UK.
Yeah. How's it? I know you have a child. I know you have a child, and how's that affecting your child and school and all that? Because that's the worst part for the children.
Yeah, it is. I have to say, my daughter's really resilient. She's got really good friends, and that's keeping her wits up. I mean, at first, she did find it hard going back, social distance, wearing masks in the corridor, and going for lunch separately for years. But, yeah, she seems to be coping well, but I think it will have an impact, you know, in the future, definitely. You know, if you can't see your friends as much as usual, have to distance. But sorry, can you hear me?
Well, you're cutting out again. I'm missing every fifth word.
Oh, all right.
I
know. I'll need to come back. I'll come back.
I don't know if that's the issue. I don't know. Benoit, can you hear?
Yes, but I miss a few words. I really don't know what is the issue. That might be something about the device, and we will check about
that.
Yeah,
the device.
I went to the other room, and that person was transmitting audio, but I don't think that they were aware that they were still in the room, so I just server muted them and left it at that.
That's too bad. Okay, what do we want to discuss today? I always ask you, but do you go to the blog, Benoit, to see the topics at hand, or I forget what you said.
Well, to be honest, what I do mostly is that since there is now a cross-posting bot on the Discord, I pick what I want from what is posted there, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout-out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, the crossbow, I put him in his own channel because he was making a lot of noise, and a lot of people didn't like that.
Yes, it was sometime drowning the discussion in general.
Yeah, so he's got his own thing. Whether anyone looks at it or not, I have no idea. But, yeah, that's okay. So you see that. That's good.
Yes, it's a great tool because it kind of centralizes everything from the things you retweet to everything related to the blog, to everything that is posted on FakeoTube and in your forum editions.
Yeah. All right, good. It does its job. All right, that's
exactly.
Good. Is there anything that... Well, you can. Is there anything there you want to talk about, or you want to talk about IQ?
Well, let's first talk about IQ. And for some reason, I wanted to access something on your blog, yeah, just later, but earlier, but it was not working, and now it is. So let's see about that. But first, let's discuss about the IQ, because that seems to be the discussion that we were having today, somehow on the server. So yes, apparently the fact that some people are claiming is that the IQ can be divided by races, as in some ethnic group or races, whatever you want to call them, are obtaining better results than others at IQ tests. And I think that it's just plain stupid.
Yeah. So you don't believe there's the old argument we call nature and nurture. So some people think you're born with intelligence, and others think it's all nurtured after you're born.
It's both. You can have a shitty environment, but have some good neural connection and being someone that is intelligent. But if you take the same neural connection and you put that in a fertile environment, you will get someone that is 10 times better. So it's a bit of both, I think.
Well, it's always both, but what are the percentages in your estimation?
I will say that the environment is a big part of it, really. So let's not say that it's genetic, but whatever nature is, I think that it's probably around less than half of what made someone intelligent, and the rest is the environment, the school, the parents, and everything.
Yeah, well, because I was thinking about that, because the elite think that their offspring are smarter than others. But I think there's lots of examples of the blue bloods, the elites, and they're pretty stupid. So I think it's there's a lot of luck of the draw, and even if you give everyone, every elite, every possibility to get smart and educate, some of them just don't take to it, and some of them can't take to it. So I really think that nurture doesn't always work on people on the other side of the equation.
Definitely, yes. And also the fact is that being privileged might not be the best environment to be raised in the end. Maybe you need some, maybe not being poor, but not having everything you want might get you more connected with reality in the end.
Oh yeah.
And that is a big part of intelligence also, being capable of feeling an environment and whatever. I can say that in my life I have been outsmarted by people from every ethnic group in the world, probably once at least, so.
Right. Yeah, well there's also intellectual and intelligence. For instance, there's lots of intellectuals that have no idea what's going on. But there's lots of non-intellectuals, people that aren't book smart, that know exactly what's happening. I put myself in the intelligent group, but I'm not an intellectual. I'm not part of the academy.
I know that I am not quite stupid, but I'm not really sure that I am intelligent. All I know is that they gave me an IQ test when I was a kid, and they said that I was, which was probably a terrible idea to say something like that to a kid, but whatever. I don't really believe that you can pick and choose what science you want to believe or not. So you can say that nuclear weapons don't exist, but IQ tests are real.
Exactly, it's cherry picking, isn't it?
Yes.
You're just choosing what suits you and what makes you feel better. That's how I see it. It just surprises me someone would believe that, you know, when they don't believe in COVID-19, you know, any of the other hoaxes. I just find it really bizarre.
Yes, definitely.
And I think, like you were saying, it is about, well, you know, I think environment isn't part of your intelligence, you know, it's just, it might just be luck, or, you know, some people lose their intelligence over time or gain it, you know. It's probably something that you learn, because you can be intelligent in lots of different ways, you know.
Yes, in my opinion, at least on my personal case, the small bit of intelligence I have, it all came from books. So So in my opinion, if I were to have a kid and to program it to be intelligent, what I will do is give him or her as many books as possible.
And hope that they read them.
Yes. But it's also a question of accessibility, because, for example, my parents, they always had books around, so it was normal to read them, if you know what I mean.
Are your parents still alive?
Yes, both of them.
Are they COVID aware?
Definitely. I don't speak to my father. I didn't have spoke with him since I was 10, so that was more than 25 years ago. So I can't say for him, but my mother is quite sick, so the thing is that she has to believe that it's real, and she has to believe that she has to distanciate herself and everything, because she is quite sick. So she has to rely on the doctors and do everything they say. There's no alternative for her at this point.
Okay. That sucks.
Yes. But how can I say that? I never really considered her an intelligent person, per se.
That's too bad.
I don't think I'm sorry, go on.
Are they both in Switzerland?
Yes, they are. My mom is, at least. My father, I could not say. But yes, I lost my point. But yes, it's not that she's not intelligent or smart or whatever, but to quote the bumper, she probably never really questioned the nature of her reality.
Okay. But yeah, I don't have a lot to... Yeah, well, books are good. I don't have much more to add to the intelligence debate, really. It's there's a lot of... humans are all different. We're not equal. That's the great lie of communism. There's different abilities. There's different... we're all different. And we all turn out differently. And we would all turn out differently even if we're raised in the same environment, because we know that brothers and sisters are pretty much raised in the same environment. They all turn out differently as well. It all depends on what the personality decides to pursue.
Yes, but like we say also, there is the human mind, the psychological aspect, and everything. You can be somebody quite intelligent, raised in a perfect environment, and being buggered by a priest or whatever, and that can destroy you mentally, and you will never reach your full potential. So there is a lot of factor that goes on what can make someone intelligent or not.
But the main idea, because I don't really care about intelligence too much, the main idea is humans are all controlled, for the most part, in the same ways. And it doesn't matter what color you are, what intelligence level, what socioeconomic level you're at, most people have the same flaws that allow them to be controlled. That is for sure, because we're seeing it now.
Exactly, yes. And that's why they use it to divide and conquer everybody anyway, you know. Because they know some people will believe that. You know,
yeah, they have everyone distracted with all the things. We all can easily accept that we look different, we act differently. We can all perceive those differences. And they can all be exploited, because we're all kind of afraid of people that don't look and act exactly like we do. But the truth is that everyone is the same when it comes to psychological manipulation. Really. Most people are in that large majority. I don't know how many people are psychopaths. 10%. Those people are kind of immune to psychological manipulation, because they do it for a living.
Yes. And I will also add to that if you make someone bleed, they will all ask for the same two characters, which is their mom and God. Whatever they were raised or whatever the case is, if you break a leg or you do something that is very painful and you think you are about to die, there's only two entities that you want to have by your side at that moment, and they are the same for everyone in the world, your mom or your creator.
Well, either that or you'll curse them out at the same time.
Yes, but they are in the discussion. They are the two main characters of it. I'm certain of that.
All right. Have we had enough of IQ? Is there anything Corona or Fakeology related we can talk about now?
Yes, if you want to discuss Corona, I got a great one. So the vaccine are coming. And the thing is that Switzerland, the country of Switzerland, bought three different vaccines. So I don't know, they twisted that out, whatever. They wanted to do what is the plan exactly for availability or whatever. But the fact is that they have three different vaccines, supposedly.
Yeah.
So that's quite insane. I figure that, of course, there is absolutely no difference between the three dose of water or whatever it will be, because I don't think that they will inject the population with anything too dangerous in the end. But the fact is that
that's the one thing I'm not sure of. I'm not so sure about that. That one I'm not sure about. On it, really, I'm not.
You can intoxicate everyone by using the water source. You don't need to inject them with anything.
Well, the problem is the water source is sort of open source. The water treatment is more open source, and it's just a little more verifiable. For instance, I can test my own water, and if there's poison in it, then I'll know about it. I don't test my own vaccine. If you give me a vaccine, there's no time to test it. It goes in the arm a little too quickly. I can't say, listen, let me take this to a lab and have them independently verify what crap is in here, and then I'll consider dipping a needle in and injecting myself. I don't think anyone does that.
That would be something that will be legendary in the conspiracy world. Get our hands on some doses on the vaccine and get them tested. That would be insane.
Well, really, that would be the smart thing to do, don't you think? Now, of course, when people take illegal drugs or legal drugs, they don't exactly grind them down to see what's in them, and that causes a lot of problems, especially with illegal drugs and powders and whatnot. You don't know what the hell's in them. And that's why I would never take illegal drugs for that main reason.
Yes, I know what I was adding to it. Yes, it's terrible. But yes, the fact is that the first batch of the vaccine, it will be impossible to get my hand on one. You know what I mean? But maybe the second or the third batch, there will be a possibility to buy something off the counter to someone or whatever to get my hand on some. That is something I could try to do.
I want to bring up... go ahead, Skylarkin.
I was just going to say, because of all the controversy around this vaccine, there might be people that have that in mind, you know, to just steal it or just take it somehow and test
Yes, there will be a lot of scam about that too.
Yeah.
I want to also point out to the listenership, John Rappaport. That guy has no more fake news. And he's really one of the best writers about what's going on. Highly recommended. I think he pretty much says the same thing in every blog post every other day. But really got to go read him. I don't read him enough, but everything he says is bang on. He knows exactly what's going on, and really, read him. Very interesting.
John Rappaport, without the H.
That's right.
Okay. I'm trying to see if there is a possibility to him.
Yeah, well, yeah, actually, he does do interviews. I haven't heard one lately. He'd be a good guest to have on. But yeah, maybe try and find maybe an interview. He must be speaking.
He's on Twitter, isn't he? I think I follow.
Yeah, I follow him on Twitter and on my blog feed and... There's just so many people to listen to now. I can't keep up. I can't monitor everyone's output every day. It's a full-time job plus two.
It's impossible.
But he was talking about one thing that really interests me. He brought up the swine flu. And apparently one of the first cases over here in North America was around what's called a CAFO. A CAFO is a concentrated animal feed organization. That's not the right O. concentrated animal feed operation. Yes, that's what it is. There's a CAFO in Mexico near San Diego. They slaughter 1 million pigs a year. 1 million. And there's a lake of waste so big that they need lots and lots of toxic chemicals to try and ameliorate the situation. But the air, the water around that CAFO is so toxic because of the waste and because of the chemicals they're using to treat it. That's what was killing and hurting people in the area. And they blamed it on a swine flu. Because the chemical industry always uses viruses and the contagious myth, the contagion myth, to cover their misdeeds. So I thought that was really great. I've heard of CAFOs, but I didn't really, they come and go in the news where you hear about these massive CAFO operations. They're really quite disgusting. But I'm pretty sure we get most of our meat from CAFOs in North America. Are you guys aware of that?
The way we are treating the animals, it's terrible. It's bound to bring us something bad. That I am sure of, but it will not be in the form of a disease or whatever. But I have found a short clip of John Rappaport that I will play right now. Only 30 seconds long, so. This will give the listener a kind of idea of who we are talking about.
We're not seeing the millions of coronavirus cases they're claiming are going to result from this. We're not seeing people dropping like flies. We're not seeing people going to hospital. We're not seeing any of this at all. So the whole thing is crap.
Yeah, that wasn't much of a clip.
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta watch. We gotta watch the bumpers. I know, bad timing. That one is kind of a. Is there any longer one? Maybe a minute where he's actually not just sort of screaming.
I'm trying to find one that is not too old, but the thing is that this guy don't seem to care much for his YouTube channel.
Oh really? Yeah. I can't believe he has a YouTube channel that hasn't been deleted.
Yes, but if I'm correct, that's the right guy,
the latest
video is 3 years old.
Well, maybe he has an audio on someone else's show.
Yes, definitely, but it's an hour long, so how to pick the good moment of it if I never listened to it? It's impossible.
Well, how old is it, though?
3 months old.
Well, why don't you try a bit of it? Maybe skip to the middle or something. I hate all the intros on all these radio shows. Just randomly find a minute mark.
Yes, I will pick a random.
Before we do that, there's our obligatory plug for Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21 by Rosa Corey. Go and watch the interview with Rosa Corey on this channel here, please, ladies and gentlemen, if you can. And also bear in mind...
Who would say, scoff at all of this and say, this is ridiculous, this is a conspiracy theory. No. They are the conspiracists. And even some of their own experts who are being strangled and choked off from access to media, to government, are saying what I'm saying, basically, which is, if you want to assume that a virus is spreading, there's only really one way to stop it, and that is through the acquisition of exposure of the entire population called natural immunity. This is what needs to be understood here. The lockdowns are terrorism. The lockdowns are government claiming they're doing the right thing, but the government is being completely destructive of all of the effort, all of the work, all of the sweat and blood and tears that have been poured into building genuine businesses up over long, long periods of time. Talking mainly here about small and medium-sized businesses and the people who own them, who are being cut off at the knees, their life's work destroyed, under the pretext that this has something to do with the pandemic, which is a non sequitur, is absolute baloney, should not be believed, and to the degree that this budding political party in New Zealand is pointing out the flaws and the insanity of all of this lockdown. They need to expand. They need to get bigger. They need to have more adherents. They need to have their message spread to the point where people simply rebel and say, no, we're not going to do this. We're going to open up. We have to open up. You're trying to destroy us and kill us and take away our right to earn a living and say that you can do this at any moment that you want to. You can open up, you can shut down, you can open up again, you can shut down. Just because you claim to know something that we don't understand, and that's a lie. This is what's going on, and people have to wake up to realize this.
I think so, and this crisis has kind of, like, tripped me a little bit.
Yeah, that's good.
I was thinking,
that's Vinny Eastwood.
What happened to the war on terror? Does anybody hear...
That's Vinny Eastwood, of course. He believes there was a Christchurch shooter, and he's not really a good guy when it comes to understanding what's happening.
Yes. The Christchurch shooting was my beginning here, in the end. That's the moment I appear on the scene, let's say. Christchurch shooting, yes. That was at that occasion that I joined the Discord server, and that I started to speak with you and the others.
Okay. Well, that's the one thing that John Rappaport said that disturbs me is the immunity aspect. Because I posted a pretty good article from Clues Forum, one of the contributors there. And I think immunity is the other half of the germ theory lie. I don't think we have immunity to anything. I think we have a delicate chemical balance that is our body. And I think when we're exposed to toxins or injury, malnutrition or stress, the four things that make us sick, then our body just uses whatever mechanisms it has to dispose of the cells that are damaged. And you can measure the response in, I guess, antigens, and they might call it viral load, which is our cellular response to whatever's happening. But it probably goes away as quickly as it came as the body repairs itself. So I don't think there's anything, if you expose me to toxic chemicals, I'm never going to become immune to them. My body's going to react the same way every time. And if the toxin is strong enough, it'll just kill me. So I don't think there's anything about immunity when it comes to that. So I don't like this idea that if we all are exposed to a virus, which we can't, there are no contagions. See, this is my problem with the whole, okay, why don't we just have herd immunity? Because there's nothing to expose us to. That's the problem. So that's why I think immunity is another myth. I don't know why he's saying if we were all just exposed to something, we're all going to get immunity, and therefore none of us will ever get sick. So therefore, none of us can pass it along, because if it invades our body, it'll just be killed, and then we can't pass it. Because that still implies that we all can spread something. So that's why that's the problem I have with that. Just that one audio right there. He's promoting the idea of a virus, even though he doesn't believe in this one. What do you think?
I think that in the end, I cannot be right on every part of the subject, but I really like the point you make about the fact that it's arbitrary to put people on lockdown and all that. The science aspect of it, I am really not qualified to speak about. All I know is that if I treat my body like shit, if I eat something that is bad, if I gorge myself with alcohol or if I smoke too much, I do feel bad. So, of course, exposure to some element might trouble my chemical balance. But that's about all I know, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but when you have alcohol, alcohol poisoning, you can't give it to me unless you give me the bottle to drink. You can't pass it to me. When your body is poisoned and you feel like garbage, I can still be around you and you're not going to give it to me because you got nothing to give to me. But if you're exposed to, if you eat a lot of deep fried vegetable oil or seed oil, which it should be called, and you feel really bad because the superheated seed oil has become toxic and you eat it, you can't give that to me. You can't pass that feeling of sickness to me. There's nothing to give to me.
Yes.
See, because say we all go eat toxic seed oil, deep fried foods, and then we're all suddenly sick. It's not because of some little bug that we ate at the restaurant. It's because we're all chemically poisoned by the same deep fried seed oil that made our French fries that we all ate.
Yes. And the fact is that most of the time it's an outside pollution. It's not something that you eat or whatever. It's something that you breathe most of the time.
No, I think a lot of it is what you eat.
Yes,
I think we eat a lot of toxic foods. I think that's a big part of it. I really do. And a lot of the foods are that we eat, even vegetables, are doused with glyphosate. And they're harvested with glyphosate, and then they're treated after they're harvested with glyphosate, which is a known carcinogen, toxin, insulin disruptor, and we all eat it, and it bioaccumulates, and then we get ill. So I think we really have to focus on why we get sick. We all get sick in the Northern Hemisphere to some extent in the winter because there's no light. There's only 6 or 7 hours of light, and it's too cold to expose our skin in the light. So we only have maybe our hands and our face exposed. So we really, even though it might be sunny in the winter, we don't get our bodies exposed to it. So we're missing out on all that as well. So we don't even get our vitamin D for months and months and months. So that's a form of malnutrition.
Yes,
and that's why collectively we get ill. We're not detoxifying. We're just missing a vital nutrition, which is the sun, which I don't think can be simulated with a vitamin. I think that's another problem.
In some way it might be, but not entirely. I think that at one point your skin needs the exposure, not only the chemical component, but the sheer exposure to the sun.
Right. Because I don't think humans belong in the north at all.
Yeah, that's something I always say when I'm traveling to Switzerland and I see some houses that are far away from everything, up in some mountain, some improbable place. I always say to myself, what the fuck those people are thinking when they get there.
Well, that's where Klaus Schwab is, I guess, in the mountains somewhere.
Klaus Schwab, I think that he is on the border of the lake of Zurich. That will be my guess, near the bankers and all those people. The Gold Coast, I think, is the correct translation of that spot near the lake, where all the very, very powerful and rich people in Switzerland are.
Yeah. You have a Gold Coast? Is that just because of the money? They call it gold?
That's the name of it. I think that it's the name of it. But don't quote me on that. There is a small area near the lake in Zurich that is called that.
Yeah.
Talking, but no one could hear me. Are you able to hear me?
You're very faint to me.
Yes, it's terrible sometimes when Discord is against you, it's against you. So it's always good to remember that somewhere in the internet there is a Fakeologist TeamSpeak that might be activated.
Yeah. Well, I think it's your device and a microphone. If you just tried... Are you on your phone? I hate to be a tech talk all the time, but are you on your phone or your computer?
I'm always on my phone. Each and every time we talk,
no.
I was always on the cell phone.
No, no, I meant Sky Larkin. No, I can hear you fine.
She left the room. She left the room.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why I think that each and everyone should be using a cell phone for that in the end. I mean, you can have the application on your computer if you want to write something that is longer, but to use an audio feature, it's best on a phone in the end. Designed for that.
Maybe, yeah. Well, so that's my thought about illness. I wish people would just have a discussion about why we get sick instead of just focusing on the virus and the vaccine. These two V's, they're just going to... It's total misdirection.
Yes, but
it doesn't
it's the
matter.
Same as everything. if you leave your wallet on the table and I take it and I go away, you will blame me. You will probably never recognize the fact that you shouldn't have let your wallet there. And it's the same thing. I know some people that are alcoholics that claim to have COVID because they were ill and they were feeling terrible. And I mean, of course that person
I know, that's
Ill.
Funny.
Yes, that's hilarious. I mean, the person say, okay, I got COVID, I was feeling terrible for 2 weeks. But if I take the years prior, that person always had a period of 3 or 4 weeks where they were ill because of the alcohol poisoning. So it's like you said, why are those people getting sick? And most of them, it's because they are old. And there is absolutely no magical virus or anything like that.
Well, I can see that after 9 months of this going on, it doesn't seem like we're ever going to have a discussion about why people get sick. That's never going to hit the agenda. I can see that this is just going to get drowned out by this magical vaccine, which at the most will do nothing, and at the worst, it'll hurt people.
They want to believe in that. It's their choice to believe that some vaccine will save them. And if you let people have their way, they will probably take 5 doses of it just to be sure. So, but I don't think that it will be too much applied by force to some people. I think that they don't need to reach each and everyone. They just need the more valuable of us to take the vaccine, and that will probably be enough. But we could not be able to travel internationally, have a passport.
I'm more worried what will happen if you don't take it. The freedom, removing freedoms of expression, movement, all these things. That's what I'm worried about. I'm just worried about the tyranny of the mob, the masses. Because the only reason why these politicians can do what they're doing is because people believe in it. They believe. The majority, the mob believes they're right. That's the problem. That's the one thing that the minority will never overcome. The tyranny of the majority.
Yes, I'm slowly getting over the fact that I will not be able to travel much anymore. It's sad, but it's what it is. I only hope to manage to get to the UK to meet Guy Larkin.
Well, I'm more worried about working and going to the grocery store to get food, because I don't have a farm right now.
No,
so
you
if I'm
get,
hungry,
get
I don't want
to food. But
I
not
know
the
I,
same food.
I
not at the same cost.
Yeah, well, I know I can get the food delivered, but I'm just worried about all those little day-to-day things that, I can't work anymore. This is what I don't like. This is what I'm really disturbed by.
Yes. It will be a disturbance, that's for sure. If you are not vaccinated, you will not be able to use your truck to go to said area to deliver said goods.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it will be possible. I mean, see, the world has always has its way, if you know what I mean. You can build the more secured border ever, and someone will come through.
Yeah. Well, I almost never go to the store, but I went the other day, and in the vegetable area, a couple older guys, they had the masks on. They had goggles on. They had a face shield on top of that. Two different guys. I was stunned. And they had gloves on, too. I saw the gloves. These are just older men. They were just picking over the fruit. But, oh, my, we are so far gone.
Yes, but some people, they need to show that they are complying. And it's a great way to be noticed and to be acknowledged. And for people to recognize that you are a nice participant in the
I think when you go that far, you're afraid. I think you're just afraid.
Yes, but maybe those people, they will always be afraid. If you remove by magic, everything that happened since, let's say, last January, those people, they will find something else to be afraid of.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Have you ever questioned the nature of your reality?
I went to the pharmacist. Well,
go on.
and I noticed is I wear a, I was wearing a balaclava to talk to the guy, like a ski mask, because I usually wear a hat in the winter, and I usually don't take it off if I go to a store, because I don't want to lose it, so I just leave it on my head. So now I wear a balaclava when I go into these stores. Yeah, I'm sorry that all these guys that think I should protest my way in and out, but I can't be bothered. I just can't. I can't fight when I just have to get in and out. Anyway, I'm wearing a balaclava. I'm trying to talk to a pharmacist about something. And I noticed as he gave me a piece of paper to look at, the guy backed away as soon as I went to grab it. I thought, wow. It's just incredible. The guy's wearing a mask, and the guy's backing up. And there was just a part of the counter where there was no plastic hanging from the ceiling. But man, oh man, is he afraid of me, or is he just trying to follow the rules? Or it's just crazy. It's so strange.
People want to be busy. What I wanted to say when I interrupted you, I'm sorry for that, is that those people in 2001, they will probably have called the cops on their neighborhood that was listening to Arab music.
Yeah.
It's the same people. They will always be there, but the same. They are in all the history books, they are in all the novels, the movies, that type of character. There are people like that.
Yeah. Well, in China, they'd get 10 points in the social credit score. I was watching
10 points we will never get.
Yeah, I'm going to post that. Jan Eric, who's a great contributor from the past, and he's back. He sent me a video of the social credit system in China, and it's extensive. They have points or deductions for just about everything. Anything you can think of.
That would be cool, because going around those limitations, it will take time, and I will be busy every time, and I will find a way to get my skill recognized in the gray market. If I am smart enough, I can always monetize it. So to every situation, there is something good. Let's bring the credit system and let's see what it's about. I mean, you will find a way. We will all find a way. Because that's who we are.
In China, I got 5 minutes, by the way, 5 more minutes. But in China, you're ranked AAA, AA, A+, A-. And then you go B, C, and D. If you get stuck at D, you're locked in for 5 years. You can't even get out of D for 5 years. And when you're in D,
H.
Well, they don't have H. But when you're in D, you get a visit from the authorities every week or very frequently. They're checking up on you. You can't move. You can't go anywhere. You lose all your privileges. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's why I said I will be on H, because H is when you are living in the forest.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're on the run. You're on the run.
Yes. So. You are fair game. Each and everyone that sees you has a right
yeah.
to detain you.
Yeah, if you're an H, you could probably be shot for points.
Yes.
If you bring an H in, you get 500 points. It's like a game.
Yeah, so you are only in the D category for 3 years instead of 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you see, it will be just that. I'm afraid that it will be that, but I'm still hopeful that it will not go that far. But if it go that far, it was my destiny, it was your destiny, it was our collective destiny to live through that, to be the generation that will have to live that insanity. And what do you want to do? It's not to be fatalist, but that's so it is, and I have absolutely no power over it. So I might as well accept it and live my life the best I can under the circumstances.
Well, that's an option. That's sort of a realistic attitude. It's not exactly optimistic, but
yes.
It's realistic, maybe. You don't stress yourself out about fighting the system. Just deal with it.
Yes. Because
yeah,
if I want, if
way.
I need it, I will go around it. And if I can't, I can't. I mean, not everything is possible. I mean, in history, everyone tried to resist the system. Some succeeded, some failed. And whatever.
Yeah.
100 years from now, we will all be memories and no one will mention us anymore. I mean, our grand kids, they will not care about us at all. So whatever, let's enjoy our time. Make the best of it.
Yeah, okay, all right, that's a good, that's a live for the day attitude. I like it. I'm not sure I can do it, but I like it. Good attitude. All right, are you doing a show tomorrow, Friday?
Or yes, Friday? Yes, of course. Yes, yes, I just wanted to discuss a bit tonight because I had some free time and some things to talk about. So, but yes, it will. We will have a discussion off topic, let's say, tomorrow. We will probably talk about Corona for half an hour because that's the normality, but there's no fixed topic yet.
Yeah, okay, I see. I just got a message from Pete. He said he was out all day. And he was connected to Discord, and his wife heard me calling. It kind of freaked her out. She didn't know he left the computer connected, so she wasn't sure what was happening.
Yes,
actually, I heard her responding.
Yes.
Yeah. So he stayed logged in. So we'll have to unmute him when we leave.
But, yes, exactly. Yeah. I will unmute him. But it's the same as for everyone. It's a normal courtesy to mute you if you are transmitting and you don't know that you are transmitting.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you can leave him muted then. So, yeah, that's fine. That's a good idea. Because you can't really kick him out. You can't really.
Yeah, there is no way that I know him to kick someone off an audio room without kicking that person off the server.
That's right. Yeah, there's no way to disconnect them. That's true. That's definitely a shortcoming.
But I will provide some support to that person. I'm on it. I already sent a message pertaining to fact that I'm always there for any questions. So we will get there.
Oh. All right. Thanks. Nice chatting with you, Benoit.
As always. Yes. Let's speak tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bonsoir.
That's all, folks.